Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Sparkle, Lonnie, sparkle.
It's sparkle season.
I know, look at this.
I love this tree. It's gorgeous.
The holidays are just around the bend. Did you get my Christmas card yet?
Not yet.
You will. It's okay. Really good.
I bet it is.
I think I put that in the mail today.
I hope you put your stamps on it.
I did. Are you doing cards this year?
Maybe.
Yeah.
If I get around to it. Love, love, love.
Love, love, love. Sounds like hell to me.
Oh, no. I really loved Love, Love, Love.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was great. It's Kinetic Theater production, and it's in the Pittsburgh Playwright Space.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. It's a really dark comedy, and emphasis on
such
both
is
dark
love. Yes.
And comedy. I mean, these characters are really something to see. It follows the two main characters and their children.
Is this them on the cover?
Actually, it is.
They look like they've at least met.
Darren Weller and Mindy Woodhead are the two. And they meet in the summer of love, the summer of 67 in England.
I thought 69 was the summer of love.
No.
No?
Summer of 67.
All right.
That's famous for being the summer of love.
Well, I think you might remember it a little more clearly than I do.
Actually, they say if you remember it, you weren't there.
Oh.
That's the phrase for it. But these two meet, fall in love, marry, and we follow. There's three acts. The first act is the act when they meet. The second act is about 20 years later when they're parents. And the third act is about 20 years later when they're retired. And these are two of the most self-centered, selfish people that you would ever want to meet in your life. The way they treat their children is appalling, but so funny. As you watch these people, you're thinking, you are so selfish. You are so self-centered. You are so funny.
Okay, so you're not repulsed by them. You're entertained by them.
At times, you're a little repulsed, but their behaviors are so over the top.
So you're like, thank God this isn't me, right?
Oh, yes.
Is that okay?
Absolutely. One of the things that was really fascinating to me, each of the three scenes, as I said, was a different time period, and we watch right before our eyes, we watch the characters aging by the changes in their clothing and their hairstyles and their makeup. It was amazing. And this lead woman, Mindy Woodhead, who plays Sandra, was every bit as convincing as a 19-year-old as she was as a 40-something, as she was as somebody in their mid-60s. It was amazing.
God, if I could put that on my resume.
Yeah, the metamorphosis that they went through was terrific. This play won the 2011 Best Play in the UK Award.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And it started out before it came here. It was in Las Vegas. Andrew Paul directed it there, brought it here. So three of the four actors, the two that I mentioned, Darren Weller and Mindy Woodhead, were from Las Vegas production, as was Ariana Glover. And Ethan Sachs is a CMU grad, and he was the Pittsburgh contribution to the play. But
you know, it's funny. I don't think of a lot of legitimate theater in Vegas that doesn't involve large feathers and sequins on the chest.
I know, but there is a theater out there. I mean, there's
and it apparently travels well.
Community,
it
yes.
packages and travels well.
It really did.
So is this sort of like Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf meets the Honeymooners? Is what I'm getting from this. More depth than that, I suppose.
A lot of depth.
I didn't see it. I'm just
yeah.
You know.
It hits a lot of themes of aging, following your dreams, generational gaps.
All right. So did anything resonate with you personally?
Actually, yes. I said to Buzz that I saw this with after the show. I said the character that Mindy Woodhead played in Act One was wanting to dance, and she kept saying, come on, where's the dance music? Let's dance, let's dance. And I said to Buzz, did her character's behavior remind you of anybody? And he looked at me and said, well, no. And I said, me? And he was like, oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. For those that don't know, you will shamelessly ask to dance anywhere.
Anytime.
Any bar, restaurant, put on the dance. I think we were even in a board meeting once, and you just got up and started shimmying.
It was a good song.
And people are like, is she having a stroke? I'm like, no, she just likes to dance. So, yeah, right on. All right. So.
But I really recommend this. And the set was so cool, too, because it changed with the times. So
is it a Jean-Michel set? Jean-Michel Bohatch set. I like to say Jean-Michel because the sets are always fantastic.
And, they were very clever. Real quick scene changes. There's not even an intermission until after the second act. So they changed the set from act one for act two right in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
There was Andrew Paul hoisting a sofa up over his head.
That was part of the transition.
It wasn't part of the play. It was in between the acts.
You know, a director wears many hats.
That's right. Very glamorous job, right?
There you go.
But really, it's hilarious, and it's thought-provoking. It's not slapstick silly. It really makes you think about parenting and choices that we make in our lives. And there was a lot of depth to it, but it was also hilariously funny.
Love, 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 Love to the Third Power through December 17th at Pittsburgh Playwrights Theater.
I recommend it.
Very good.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.